If you want to try something a little different and set your students a new challenge, then you could do worse than have a look at the Pulp-O-Miser. And what that is a generator which creates customizable pulp magazine covers. Think back to Dan Dare of the 1950s and all that sort of thing. The idea is that you can create this magazine cover from a number of on a template from a number of standard placeholders on there. So you choose a particular title for your magazine, like the Rocket Patrol or Radio Planet, that sort of thing. And then, having chosen your title, you've got various text areas into which you can put text that you type, which can also be modified, so you can change the typeface, the size of the font, the position, the justification, the colour, all that sort of thing, but maintaining a particular feel and theme to it so that it looks consistent. You can do the kinds of things that you'd expect, like change the backgrounds, have colour gradients and different scenes and all that kind of thing, different characters, and bring in elements like rocket ships and other retro vehicles or future vehicles and all that sort of stuff. At any point you can save your cover, and I'm assuming, since it doesn't offer you anywhere to save, but later on you can reload it, then it must be storing it to your machine, I guess as a sort of cookie type thing. So that's possible. You can, however, export it from one machine to another, and what it does is generate a massive long code that you need to copy and then reload when you're on a different machine, or if you want to share it with friends. There are certain presets that you can use to get you started straight away. You can use the random pulp science fiction title generator to give you an interesting title. So why on earth would you want to do this sort of thing? Well, one of the things it does is I see a lot of posters done in school using publishing and that kind of thing. And there's a lot of techniques being used, a lot of the functionality within Publisher, but not so much thought given to the design of the final poster. Here, it sort of focuses your attention on that. The Pulp-O-Miser can be used as a way to think about the size of different fonts. How many different fonts should you use? When do you lose that sort of effect? Should it be all caps or a drop shadow? What kind of effects do these things have and moving about on the page? What are the interesting features and what are the powerful features for getting your message across, for attracting people to your particular design? So I guess it's that. It's about asking our students to think about design. This won't last over lots of lessons, but an